At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's let it rip this morning, you guys. If you have something weighing on you that you've had to get off your chest all weekend, do it now on live radio.
Do it. You won't.
Travis says if your dog barks all day and you pretend you don't hear it, you are 100% the problem, not the dog. There I said it. I can't really argue with that.
No, can't at all.
You got that one neighbor.
Rufus.
It's always that one neighbor with a dog, and you happen to be in an apartment with the thinnest walls imaginable.
Yeah.
It always works out that way.
It really does. This person says, elderly people do not deserve respect just for being old. There, I said it.
Who said that?
Didn't tag their name.
Jeez. Okay. Respect is earned, not given.
I mean, that's what they would say to us, right?
Yeah, Sarah's a little bitter right now. Owning a house in your 20s isn't really impressive anymore. It just means you have rich parents. There, I said it.
Fair enough. You know, it pays to know real estate agents in this city because you can find out whose parents bought whose house.
Why would you want to know that?
Sometimes you got to know some things.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you gotta know things in your back pocket. Let's just put it that way.
Right. Good ammo.
Yeah.
Sarah says, this person, speaking of owning a house, good morning, guys. Stop trying to date people who have credit scores less than 500. People seriously need to work on themselves before they try to focus on someone else. It really is common sense. There, I said it. God, can you imagine having a credit score that's like 405? You can't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I have great credit, so.
Why? How come in like some countries they start off, you're born and you have perfect credit until you ruin it?
Yeah, that's not how America works.
It just makes more sense.
You gotta earn it. This person says concerts are a huge waste of money. People spending hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars to simply watch a person who got lucky sing their songs is just not a good financial decision, in my opinion. There, I said it.
It's kind of a depressing take. You got to live a little. All right, so do you agree or disagree with that statement considering the show you went to last night?
Listen, I feel and I will recognize my privilege in the sense of I grew up 2 seconds away from one of the biggest venues in this area. I mean, going to concerts is like going out to dinner for me. Because CMAC's right there.
Social event.
And I go to a lot of really awesome shows, not on my dime. So was I annoyed last night that I had to pay money to go see Hozier? Absolutely. Would I have rather been in bed? Probably. But I had a good time. It was a Sunday. I mean, like, hey, what are we to do?
Yeah, as long as you had a great time. Considering the people that you sat around,
literally.
Eileen says, if your teenager is failing school, addicted to their phone, has zero respect, that's not kids being kids. That's really bad parenting. Stop blaming TikTok. when you haven't had a real conversation with your own child in a year. Mm-hmm. There I said it. Damn.
Yikes.
Eileen speaking the truth this morning.
I'll get to mine for the day.
Please, Breezy. I've been on pins and needles all morning.
Mine for this morning is, if I can't see it, it's none of my business. For
right.
example, the hair on the back of my legs. I can't see it. None of my business. How the back of my hair looks. Can't see it. Truly none of my business. If it's not in my face, I don't really care about it.
You're trying to tell me when you do shave, you're just shaving the front of your legs?
It's hard to get back there.
Come
you
on.
You wouldn't understand.
No, I wouldn't, but still, I'd still shave all of it.
Yeah, I mean, I try, but...
Oh, you just can't get to it.
You got to contort your body. It's a whole thing.
You're telling me...
A lot of admin.
So your in-home aide, a.k.a. your girlfriend Patrice, did pick you up off the bathroom floor after passing out on the toilet and clean your mess up. You know what mess I'm talking about. But she can't get behind there and shave the old leggy too?
I've asked her to.
She won't do it.
No, she said she would. That's how you know. Just don't want to subject her to
I've
that
never met a couple this close and comfortable with one another in the amount of time you guys have been dating. I've never seen it.
We're obsessed.
I dated a girl for 2 years, never farted in front of her.
Yeah, that's tough.
Must not have been
and
the one.
That probably led to the indigestion issues.
If your car is louder than your bank account, your priorities are backwards, you guys. No one is impressed by your muffler at 2 a.m. There, I said it.
Yep.
Now, if you have a cool spoiler, that's a different story. I mean, that screams success. The size of your spoiler. Let's go over to Liz.
You're just saying that because you want one.
I do kind of want. I'm never going to get one,
no,
but yeah.
Please don't.
Liz says people who work out twice a week and immediately start preaching about discipline are exhausting. There, I said it. I dated a guy like this. It was unbearable, you guys.
Yeah. This person says weight loss drugs are not a shortcut or a cop out. They're just like any other prescription. There, I said it. This person says, I truly believe that the line was fake news. There, I said it. It wasn't. It isn't.
Is there really a mountain lion in the city of Rochester, New York? I don't know.
Or was someone somewhere just looking for their next viral moment? Because let's be honest, we as a city did go viral.
Yes,
we
did.
The mountain lion has been nationally recognized.
In the Seneca Park Zoo refuses to take any accountability, saying our animals are accounted for. And
no,
that
yeah.
they may be right.
But
that may be true.
I really think it was someone's pet. I do. Not Joe Exotic moving to Rochester.
We got to get Carol Baskin on the case.
I know.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Benson Boone on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? You got Moose and Breezy this Monday. It is hard to have nice things sometimes, is it not, Breeze?
It's very hard.
Ask the owners of Ridge Runners Bar and Grill, a beloved local establishment in Clarkson. They experienced a really big break-in last week, and both Michelle and her husband, Richard, who have owned Ridge Runners for about 8 months, were shocked by the break-in. They said, we can't believe this happened.
It's wild.
Is it that shocking, though? Security footage from around 3 a.m. the night of the burglary, captured two people stealing dozens of liquor bottles and emptying cash registers.
That's insane.
They took $1,800 worth of food, forcing the bar to close for a day. I don't understand. Like, what are you doing with it exactly? You know, I get that you're stealing cash from the register. Sure.
Getting crunk, I guess.
$1,800 worth of food. I mean, if you see the video footage, though, too, and I understand you made mention of this, I think, earlier. There's not a ton going on in Clarkson.
Right.
So it looks like they were really taking their time. But just to go shopping throughout this bar is also very brave, too, because this is a local establishment that the locals absolutely love. And the owners say, we were terrified because it's so violating just to go through the scenario that someone would break in. It's a homey place for a lot of the locals, and it was uncomfortable. And it was terrifying to think this could even happen to us. But the Monroe County Sheriff's Office is investigating. There are no suspects. We have 600 shares on Facebook, the owner said, from one post, which is amazing. So people in the community are all talking about it, all the regulars especially, have all been talking about it, and they've been sharing every bit of information they can get to catch these two people that came in there to rob the joint. Recovering from the burglary, including replacing stolen items and installing security upgrades, may take weeks, if not months, Gallo said. And this is what's so scary, I think, about owning your own business, is it takes everything to run a small business, but it only takes one night to set you back for months or even longer.
Some just not recover at all.
Some don't recover. They shut it down for good, which is so sad. So they're upping the security, and if you live in Clarkson, the neighbors, talk about neighborhood watch, they're on it.
They need it.
They're on it. Ridge Runners Bar and Grill.
Not you moving to Clarkson, so you can be neighborhood watch as well.
Oh my God, my dream.
No, fully.
Not to move to Clarkson, but have my own neighborhood watch team. Oh, stop. One local mom is furious after her son's graduation party, and it's not because of the weather or the food. She's upset because people showed up and didn't bring cash. This is why I read this message over the weekend and my jaw hit the floor because I'm like, okay, who's in the right here? She says if you're not dropping at least $100 in that card, don't even bother showing up. Here's the best part. She wants some of the money for herself to cover what she spent on the party.
Stop. No.
Yeah. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Should parents expect money at their kids' graduation celebration to cover the cost of the party? Trisha from Irondequoit says, yup. And she's pissed after friends and family showed up this past Saturday to her son's graduation party with little or no cash inside those cards. And she says, if you're not putting $100 in that card, don't even bother showing up. Breezy and I are delighted that she thought of us to start calling people out. Take a listen to the message. Feel free to air this on your show, you guys, or not. You have my permission to use names if you like as well. I do not care. I'm just going to say it. If you show up to a grad party empty-handed, don't bother showing up at all. My son graduated from high school. We threw a full backyard celebration on Saturday. I rented the tent, catered food, decorations, custom cookies with his face on them, you name it, and it cost us a lot of money. And what did we get? A bunch of cards with congratulations and no cash, not even a gas card. Stop. Shame on you. This is where she calls people out. Even his Aunt Christine, who's his own godmother, gave him a lousy $50. Here's the thing. It's not just about celebrating the graduate. It's about showing respect to the family that put all this effort in. You eat my food, drink my beer, take home a cookie with my son's face on it, and leave a card with nothing? That's tacky. I understand the money is for my son, but how do you also think parents cover the cost of some of these parties? I don't think parents are doing that. What do you think? Parents are skimming some off the top to cover for the overhead of the party? And she goes on to say, and to the people who give $5 or $10, spent more than that on gas to get here. Right. Come on. I feel like I should be getting money too. I planned the whole damn thing. If you're invited to a graduation party and you don't come with at least $100, do not come at all. Okay, 585-252-9800. Is this a thing? Do parents actually expect money or take some of their kids' money at the graduation to cover the cost of the party?
No, that's insane.
How many parents have actually skimmed a little off the top without telling their kid to cover the expenses?
Okay, first of all, I graduated, I sat there and counted every last dime. No one was taking a thing from me.
How much you make? Do you remember? Kids are making some serious coin today.
I don't know why I'm... These are two completely different numbers, but I'm like... It was either $3,000 or $7,000, which are obviously
very big, different numbers.
But I don't remember.
Yeah, I did a couple grand, and I purchased a computer for college. Let's go over to Gianna. What do you guys think on this? This is obviously, it's very triggered. She's very triggered.
Very.
Trisha thinks she deserves a cut of that. I'm on Trisha's side. I spent $1,500 on my daughter's party last year. She barely cleared $700. People showed up, ate ribs, swam in our pool, and then they just bounced. Where's the respect? And I think $100 is the bare minimum for a kid's graduation.
Correct.
Okay, so $100 is the bare minimum. I wonder how my cousin made out yesterday.
I don't know. I think 50 is fine. I do.
I do too.
I mean, it's not a wedding.
Right. I do too.
50 is fine. So.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Okay, but why does this mom think her kid is owed money for graduating high school? That's the bare minimum. You didn't cure cancer. You got a diploma. She also doesn't have the right to take that money. It was her who threw the party. She doesn't get reimbursed for that. That's a trashy move on her part. Yeah, that's not wrong. The parent doesn't automatically. You shouldn't be expected to get reimbursed for throwing your kid a graduation party. You wanted to do it. Yeah, you didn't have to do it.
You didn't have to do it at all. But the only reason you did it was because you wanted to get money. So
right, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like
what's the old saying? You got to spend a little money to make a little money. And at the end of the day, the only person who's really making out is your son or daughter. So because unless you take the money back, which the whole thing is pointless at that point, because what are we doing this for? It's a clean, even cut.
Alyssa makes a good point. We spent over $2,000 on my son's party last year. Didn't expect a dime. A graduation party for your child is a celebration. It's not a fundraiser. This mom is definitely in the wrong. Yeah, you doing it. It sounds like you're doing it for different reasons. Well, you know, we have a gas bill coming up this month.
I think, you know, for me, I had a joint grad party with my cousin. We graduated at the same time, same grade, whatever.
I had one too with my brother.
And I don't know if that hurt me or helped me because, you know, they're like, oh, now we have to give two cards, two checks. Like, I don't know.
You could have made way more, Breeze.
Probably. Probably could have. Or I got piggybacked from his guests.
That's true, too. Let's go over to Liz. I'm one of those people who is broke right now. And yeah, I only gave my nephew $25 for his graduation, but I didn't get a whole bunch of crap for it either. My family knows that my situation. You should not expect anything from your guest. Well, I do agree, though, that I know it's not a wedding, but if you are going to show up and you're going to eat the food and drink the drinks and take some home with you, a little something-something out of respect. That's all.
Right.
Mario says, I don't care how much you spend on decorations and food. If you're throwing a party for your kid, the point is to celebrate, not recoup your costs like it's a wedding. How embarrassing. I went back and forth yesterday with how much to give my cousin. I was like, I don't know what to put in the car.
$20. What'd you give?
I just threw in a $100 bill, called it a day. I was like, do I give 50? Do I give 60? I was like, if I'm thinking about it and questioning it, maybe it's not enough. I don't know.
Yeah, he's also done a lot for you. He's done multiple breaks for you here on the show. So.
Yeah, he's coming to the studio a lot.
Yeah, so.
And then I'll get to Lori, who
he's
says,
owed a little bit more. He's literally working for us.
I'll get to Lori that says, listen, I get Trisha's frustration. We threw a big party last year and people showed up with their whole family, didn't bring a card, drank six White Claws. That adds up. And then they left. I don't expect money, but don't be freeloaders either. Yeah. I mean, just a little something, something. Something, you got to bring something. Never show up empty handed like you.
That was my earlier years in life.
Right.
Now I mean, I showed up to your parents with a slew of things.
You did. That was very generous of you. Thank you. A majority of people
threw it all away, but I did show up.
You don't show up to an Italian household with a jar of Prego. Most people texting in right now are like, look, at least $50 minimum. $100 or don't show up at all? No, we don't agree with that. Patricia should not be expecting money or taking it from her kid to cover the cost of the graduation party. But that's on them. Does it seem a little tacky? 100%. Yes, 100%. It does. But thanks for messaging in. We do appreciate it.
We love you.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend-
spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Okay, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.